There are, of course, things that we can do to mitigate these effects, and which we certainly should be thinking about doing. And these have to do with strengthening reforms related to commodity supply chains, increasing transparency, ensuring that the poor are able to sort of catch the coattails of these market opportunities, because through training and skill development and access to credit and such, so that they can also benefit from these commodity markets. Second, we can try to democratize the use of technologies so that they work for the poor. So it's not just that the deforestation and degradation that the poor may participate in that is monitored, but they themselves can use these technologies to connect better to each other, to the rest of the world, and strengthen their own sort of access to markets. Strengthening land rights, I think several of us have mentioned this. This is particularly important, especially in for indigenous communities. One Health actions, identifying alternate supply chains, alternate food security options for the poor, so that we can avoid pandemics such as the one we currently are in, but they can also so that it can also help the poor. Investments in climate adaptation, of course, and the last thing is global social movements that can boost the voice of the forest-reliant poor. So there are things that we should be thinking about very seriously if we want to continue to work on poverty eradication, given these global forces that are occurring simultaneously.